Hey guys, today I would like to talk about a special word. Drum roll, please. Regret. Regret, people. Right? Regret. Oh, that's such a tough word. God, you know, regret keeps us stuck. Regret is something we all experience, but we don't have to. We can make the choice not to. Things happen. You know, we make decisions. We're human. Don't be so hard on yourself. These are things you hear. We often overlook them, but I'm going to bring them to light one more time. But moving beyond that, how do we let go? How do we not be so hard on ourselves? That's the next step, right? So many people wish they did this differently, wish they said that differently, should have done this at a different time, wish they didn't procrastinate, should have made better decisions. It can go on forever. But think about it. It's like driving a vehicle forward while looking in a rearview mirror. It's not going to work. You're going to crash. You have to be present. You have to be present. So, in order to move forward, you have to embrace what's happening. Let it happen. Let it take its course. Get up, brush your shoulders off, and move on. It's not about overlooking it. People feel in a rush to say, to either crave or advert, right? I'm going to crave a different outcome. I wish it wasn't this way. Da-da-da-da. Or they say, you know what? Screw it. Forget it. It didn't happen. And they go into this denial state. It's neither one of those. No craving, no aversion, being present. Being present. Experiencing it for what it is. Not labeling it. Oh, I'm so let down. I'm so disappointed in myself. Okay. But don't take the labels away. Take the labels away. You know, you're sad. That's a label. You're experiencing chemicals in your body. You know, they're different than what you're used to. They're different than you'd like them to be. So, you know, witness them almost like if it's at the outside of your body and you're looking at yourself, sort of, you know. Disconnect all that emotion associated with it and just look at the situation and realize, I made a decision. I wish it had been different, but hey, what could I learn from it now? Because it happened for a reason. The universe, it's funny when you start getting into a closer relationship with your higher self in this universe, you start to see how energy works. Everything is in alignment. Everything that, the universe is so freaking beautiful. It's like, God, the universe, whatever you decide to call it, it gives you these tools. It says, here, this is where you can better your life. Use them to your advantage. Notice that things happened and accept them for what they are. So one way to really do this is awesome. I call it blessing and releasing, okay? So let's not ignore how you feel. Take out a piece of paper, write down all the feelings you're having based on this regret. I talked to a person this way. I let them down. I feel like I screwed up. I wish it would have been this way. I wish I shouldn't have said this. Say whatever it is and why you feel this way. And it makes me feel this. It makes me feel that. Notice your labels, okay? Because we're going to work on that down the road. Notice how you label things. Sad, happy, mad, disappointed. All those are labels. Just notice these things. Accept that you feel this change in your chemicals. And write it out. Feel it out. Step two, I want you to look at that sheet of paper. Go through it all and realize that everything that you're experiencing is serving you somehow. By you making this decision, there's a lesson for you to take with it. You can't move forward unless you take that lesson with you, or it'll follow you into the next thing and the next thing. It'll keep haunting you if you overlook it. If you dive too deep into it, you don't move forward, you'll stay stuck. So look at this list and find the lessons in it. Find the positives in everything. There are so many there's positives, I promise you. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what situation we get ourselves in, we can find the positive. We can choose to find the positive. Find the lesson in this, and this is how you release it. Bless it and release it. This is the only way you'll let go. So write out what happened. Find the lesson in it. Accept it. This is the biggest part here. Step three. The situation happened. It's who you want to be in relation to the situation. This is a good thing to bring throughout life. Everything in your life is going to happen to you, either the decisions you made or decisions other people made, or outcomes that were within your control or without of your control. And you get to decide, who do I want to be in relation to this situation? Do I want to be the sad guy, the happy guy, the pissed off person, do I want to be whatever you want to be? You get to make that decision. So decide what you want to be in relation to it. Realize that there is no amount of disappointment or being hard on yourself or being down that is going to change the outcome. That is going to keep you stuck. So forgive yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Chuck it up. See the mistake. Move forward. Find a mirror somewhere around you. Go find a mirror and talk to it. We're going to be getting used to this, so you ready? We're going to be talking about this down the road, but find a mirror and look at yourself in the face and see that person standing and say, I forgive you for the decisions you made, and you're amazing, so let's move forward despite of it. Do not give the situations more significance than they deserve. Situations happen. It's you that chooses to give it significance. A lot of the times, we make something way bigger than it actually is. And so we choose to make it so significant that it changes our chemical makeup and continues to compile. And it doesn't serve us. We don't operate well from a place like this. And no amount of shoulders down and sadness and disappointment is going to change what already happened. So move forward, okay? Take a moment, write these things down. I'll do a recap. Sit down, write down all your disappointments. Write down the scenario that you wish you'd have done differently. Step 2, find all the lessons in it. Step 3, realize that you can't drive forward with looking in the rearview mirror. So decide to change it. Make the decision right then and there. Not just mentally, but physically and emotionally. And the way to do that is to clap, pound on your chest, jump up, look in a mirror, find something, find a way to bring it into your physical state and demand the universe and of yourself to change your state. I don't care how weird you look in a mirror, choose to find a mirror around you and look at yourself in the mirror and choose to release this. Say, I choose to accept what happened, to accept what is, and I realize that no amount of judgment is going to change the outcome. So I choose to move forward despite of it. This is exciting. This is how to get unstuck. Because you're never stuck. You just think you are. It's an illusion. We're never stuck. So I hope this excites you. Let's move forward.